Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Bally Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on Bally Live, download the free app today. There's a look at beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Dunning and Blue Jays, who are the single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight we have game two of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10, and happy to report that it will be an on-time start. There is no rain in the area or in the forecast. Thank goodness for that. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald flying solo tonight. Happy birthday to John DiStefano, my broadcast partner. He's enjoying the game with his family at home and out to dinner. We'll have John back on the broadcast tomorrow. Well, it was a disappointing start, to say the least, for the Mets yesterday in this series. Jumped out to a 5-0 lead, highlighted by the Kevin Villavicencio Grand Slam, his first home run of the season, the Mets' first Grand Slam of the season. But after that, it was all Blue Jays. The Blue Jays ripped off 9 unanswered runs, won the game 9-5, as they really looked sharp over the final 5 innings. But it's a new day for the Mets, and every time this season they have lost a game in which they have had a significant lead, they have come back to win. So that's what the Mets will try to do today, even this series up at a game apiece. We'll take a quick break here on the pregame show. When we come back to Clover Park on Bally Live, we will have a look at the starting pitching matchup, and we'll take a spin around the Florida State League schedule and standings. That's next on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network in Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show continues on Bally Live. Managers wrapping up their plate meeting. Gilbert Gomez in his first year at the helm of the St. Lucie Mets. Donnie Murphy in his second year as the manager of the Blue Jays. Home plate umpire tonight is Davian Frye. Alex Lawler, the base umpire. Hopefully, assistant general manager Kyle Gleckler is giving that duo good news right now. Do not see any rain on the horizon. It is military appreciation night here at Clover Park. You'll see the Mets in those jerseys, Stars and Stripes jerseys. Those are up for bid right now on stluciemets.com/auction. All proceeds going to the VVA Chapter 556 Veterans Health and Wellness Fund to help local veterans here on the Treasure Coast. Let's get to the standings in the Florida State League. You're going to see the overall standings, and we're also going to verbally tell you the second half standings. Daytona is 4-0 in the second half. Jupiter 1-2. St. Lucie 1-2. 2.5 games back. Palm Beach is 1-3. 3 games out. Over in the West Division, Clearwater and Bradenton, 3-1 in the second half. Dunedin, Fort Myers, Tampa, 2-2. And Lakeland is 0-4, three games back. Dunedin and Fort Myers, Tampa, one game back of leading Bradenton and Clearwater. Other games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets organization. Well, Jupiter and Palm Beach had to play a suspended game from yesterday. Palm Beach won that one, 5-3, and they have a 7-inning game coming up. Other games include Daytona at Tampa, Clearwater at Bradenton, Lakeland at Fort Myers. As for the Mets organization, Brooklyn hosting Jersey Shore. Mets-Phillies battle right there. Hartford at Binghamton, Syracuse hosting Scranton-Wilkes-Barre, the Yankees affiliate, and Milwaukee is at New York, wrapping up a four-game series in Queens. Pitching matchup tonight for the Mets, it's Christopher Vasquez getting a rare start. He'll be on the mound, just his third start this season. He's appeared in 12 total games, still looking for that first win. Not sure he's going to be able to pitch five innings to qualify as he gets stretched out. He's got a 4.65 ERA, 28 strikeouts in 31 innings. He had a great May, not so much in June. He'll be opposed by Rafael Ohashi, a 20-year-old from Brazil who's in his second year with the Blue Jays. He actually faced the Mets last year, late May, through five shutout innings. He's still hanging around the Jays. This will be his 12th start of the season. He is 2-4 with a 4.56 ERA. He has struck out 39 in 51 innings. It's your starting pitching matchup, Christopher Vasquez versus Rafael Ohashi. Vasquez with a hop and a skip, running onto the field along with the rest of the St. Lucie Mets on what's turning into a beautiful Thursday night on Florida's Treasure Coast. National anthem is upon us. For that, we send it to public address announcer Evan Nye.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we ask that you please rise for the presentation of the colors by the Vietnam Veterans Chapter 566 and the singing of the national anthem. Tonight's national anthem will be performed by Michael Dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, please remain standing until the colors are retired. gentlemen, the Vietnam Veterans, Chapter 566. We thank you.
Very nice pregame presentation put on by the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 556, a great local group we've worked with for years here at Clover Park. And now it is go time for the Mets and the Blue Jays, Game 2 of a six-game series. It's Christopher Vasquez on the mound for the Mets. Right-hander from Los Llanos in the Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent in 2020. This will be his third start and his 12th appearance for St. Lucie this year. It's been a long time since Vasquez has pitched. Got to go back to Sunday, June 18th. Final game at Palm Beach. He really struggled. Only went one inning, gave up two hits, walked four, seven runs, didn't strike out a batter. Just a rough, rough game for him. It was an 8-8 game when he entered. And Cardinals posted an 8 spot in the bottom of the 6 to go on to win 16-8. He took the loss, so he's had to sit on that performance for 11 days. I'm sure he's anxious to get back to the mound and show what he's made of, and he had that great June again with a 1.26 ERA, and or that was May. In June, it's a 9.95 ERA, so one last chance to end June on a positive note for Vasquez. The defense behind him features a rare start for Jose Hernandez catching, mainly been the DH and first baseman. Yero Martinez, a rough night in right field yesterday, will play first as more natural spot. Same for Villavicencio at second base. Jet at third, Luis Castillo. Or Jet at short, Luis Castillo at third. Karell Paz in left, De Los Santos in center, and Lara in right. The lineup for Dunedin features Jaden Rudd leading off. Manuel Beltre bats second, Tucker Tolman third. Nothing has changed in those top three. Salinas, Santiago, Masson, the middle three. Masson moves up from the 9 spot, which he homered yesterday. And Del Rosario, Deschamps, and DeCastro, the last three hitters. All right, we are ready for baseball. Home plate umpire Davian Fry signals for the first pitch. Here it comes from Vasquez, a fastball for ball one, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:13. It is 87 degrees and partly cloudy at Clover Park tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. A foul by Rudd, and it's a ball and a strike. Rudd yesterday from the top spot went 0 for 5. Didn't strike out, though. 1-1 pitch, swings and misses at this offering. It's 1-2. Rudd actually played for Team Great Britain in the WBC this spring training. Swing and a miss on this breaking ball. He strikes out. A good beginning for Christopher Vasquez. An easy strikeout to start the night. Another look. Slider. Started down and stayed down. Manuel Beltre up next. He swings and misses at a pitch off the plate. Beltre yesterday, 1 for 5 from the 2 spot. The single and ninth, he scored an insurance run. Slider down, 1-1. That's where these military-themed jerseys tonight and Saturday. Up for auction now, stluciemets.com/auction. Fastball misses. Proceeds will go towards VVA Chapter 556, Veterans Health and Wellness Fund, supporting local veterans on the Treasure Coast. 2-1 breaking ball. That's a swing and a miss. A big bouncer to third. Castillo charging, gloves, throws, close, safe. Beltre beat it out. Nice effort by Luis Castillo at the hot corner. A good reach as well from Yarel Martinez, but Beltre too speedy. He legs out an infield hit. Close play. Call appears to be right by Alex Lawry. A one-out single will bring up Tucker Thoman. The highest drafted player on this Dunedin squad. Second-round pick last year. Flick one foul. Thoman yesterday 1-for-5 with the double. Vasquez a peek over his shoulder. Beltre short lead. Pitch is grounded towards second. Villavicencio gloves it and throws to first. Gets the guaranteed out. That would have been a very long throw up to second base. It appears he made the wise choice just to dump it off to Martinez at first. I think he was just going through his checkpoint right there. I don't think he really had any intention at all of throwing up to second. Now Beltre into scoring position with two outs for Roque Salinas. Been around a long time with the Blue Jays. Last year into this year, it takes a fastball inside. We do have the automated ball strike system working tonight. ABS calling every pitch. Davian Fry, the umpire, you see the earpiece. That's relaying what he hears in there. Pitch is in the dirt. Beltre wanders far but gets back. And yesterday, the ABS system was turned off. He had no challenge system either. Alex Lawry was calling his own balls and strikes as they tested out behind the scenes, ABS adjusting to, instead of the batter's height, the batter's stance. Not sure how that test worked, but ABS is back tonight. Have ABS. Well, tonight's one more night after this evening. Then the challenge system Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Two-oh pitch is grounded to Villavicencio. He's up with it. Over to first. Easy does it. A good start for Christopher Vasquez. Works around that infield hit. Strands a runner at second. When we come back on Bally Live, Mets will bat in the bottom of the first.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Starting pitcher for Dunedin is Rafael Ohashi from Brazil. Signed as an international free agent 2019. Don't hear a lot of Brazilian baseball players. He's trying to make it as one. Just 20 years old. That's his 12th start. He's had a fairly good season. 2-4 record of 4.56 ERA. The lineup for the Mets features Jeffrey De Los Santos leading off. Alfredo Lara bats second. Chet Williams third. Hernandez moves to the cleanup spot. Why not? He's 10 first, last 30. Paz hits fifth. Villavicencio up from the ninth spot after his grand slam yesterday. Martinez, Campos, and Castillo the bottom of the order. First pitch from Ohashi. Swung on and missed a fastball at 90. The Mets faced Ohashi last year, May 28th, in Dunedin. And there are, I think, the only player from that St. Lucie team that was in the lineup that day that's in this lineup is Viva Sencio. So I'm not sure the Mets can glean too much. The only uniform staff member for St. Lucie from that game, Gilbert Gomez, manager now. I'm sure he provided some insight. That's how it goes in the minor leagues. 1-2 on De Los Santos. And he takes this one inside. Did it hit him? It did. Hit by pitch. Well, with the 1-2 count, certainly take it. Now, Jeffrey, as the leadoff hitter yesterday, walked three times. He gets plunked today. The good kind of hit by pitch. Just grazes the jersey. I think the confusion there from Deshams, the catcher, now Donnie Murphy, the manager. I think they thought it was, a swing strike. It looked like Deshams wanted to appeal that instead of hit by pitch. So Donnie Murphy pleading his case with Davian Fry. Fry's had a couple of run-ins with Gilbert Gomez this season. This is, I believe, our third time with this crew. I know he kicked Gilbert out of a game in Daytona back in May. Things have been patched up, I'm told. Murphy not going to win the argument. So De Los Santos on first to lead it off. And here's a fastball to Wilfredo Lara for ball one. Lara yesterday, a double and a walk. Mets only had 5 hits yesterday. This pitch is inside. Correction, 6 hits. And 3 came in the second inning. Only 3 more the rest of the way, including that double by Lara. Lara skies a ball high into shallow center. Salinas running in underneath makes the catch for out number one. De Los Santos back to first. They have a stiff wind blowing in from right field today. Players who want to get it out of here, it's just down the left side. Center and right field are going to be off limits for the home run ball as long as the wind continues to behave like it is. Quick throw over. De Los Santos back in safely. Jet Williams at the plate. And this is going to be, I think, the new Mets lineup for a little while. Jet from that leadoff spot, more towards a run-producing slot in the lineup, the 3 spot, until the Mets can get Jacob Reimer back, Carlos Dominguez back. The Jet certainly capable. 0-1 pitch, he drives it into right field, into the wind. Massone sets up shop, makes the catch. Route number 2. That ball off the bat looked great. Just died halfway out into right field. Good lift initially, just not going to travel in that direction. 2 down and Jose Hernandez is up. What a find he has been coming over from the complex side earlier this month. In his last 9 games, he's 10 for 30 with 2 home runs. He only met with the multi-hit game yesterday. Went 2 for 4. And check in on De Los Santos again. He's safe. De Los Santos, not much of a base running threat in his 20 games with St. Lucie. Only 3 stolen bases. Only 3 attempts. Slider called the strike. Nothing in 1. Ground ball right to Toman. Goes the short way to second. That will force out De Los Santos. It's a fielder's choice for Hernandez. Hit it hard, went right to Toman. and both pitchers turn in a scoreless first inning. You're listening and watching the Mets on Bally Live.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Fans are reminded to chat with us on the Bally Live app in the crowd zone. Fire away with any questions, comments, or concerns you have. Provide us some content. You know, Unknown Gino's probably out there ready to pop off with a random conversation that I spiral into tonight. Flying solo this evening, John DeStefano, happy birthday. The assistant Mets broadcaster, off for the night, dinner with the fam. We got Philip, though. He's on the phone. He's working through all the technical issues we might be having. Isn't that right, Philip? No technical issues. Never. First pitch of ball to Glenn Santiago. Mr. Vasquez, a nice first inning. Throws this fastball too low at 91. Unfortunately, we've had an issue with the trivia. Yesterday couldn't get trivia working, and it's not working right now either. Oh, no. We're going to have a backlog of trivia questions. But we're efforting to get that corrected, and hopefully we'll have trivia this evening. If not tonight, then tomorrow. It's 3-0 on Santiago. And now 4-0. He takes a walk to start the second. Santiago, big game yesterday. A single, double, single, triple, and a walk. Base now four consecutive times in the series. Leadoff man aboard, and here is the man of last night, J.C. Masone. His first single-A home run, a big one. Tie-breaking shot to right field in the eighth inning, completing the monster comeback by the Blue Jays. Vasquez finally gets one over. First strike of the inning. Is working ahead now, 1-2. Masone from Canada. Not surprising the Blue Jays would find a diamond in the rough, their home country. Swings and misses at the breaking ball. Second strikeout of the night for Vasquez. The same pitch, and he got Rudd on. Down and in slider, it looked like. He just died. A late break. Fools Masone, who's the first out of the inning, brings up Angel Del Rosario. Another returnee from the Blue Jays from last year. Quick pickoff throw, but not in time to get Santiago. A bunt shown. Throw down to second. Whoa! Into center field by Hernandez. Santiago's going to go to third. Well, it looked like a miscommunication between the batter and the base runner, and it's going to work out in the Blue Jays' favor as Hernandez sails that throw into second. Now, the bunt shown by Del Rosario, he didn't get it down, and Santiago was caught in no man's land. Sped up to second base, and you see the bad throw. No chance for Villavicencio to make a play. So instead of Mets getting an easy out on the bases, it's an error, costly one. Move Santiago to third base. Infield will now come in. High slider for ball two. The Mets lost their main catcher yesterday, Vincent Perozzo, on that slide into third base. I'm told he's day-to-day. He's on the bench right now. As the strike is delivered, Villalobos ushered into the game yesterday. The secondary catcher and a rare start here behind the plate for Hernandez. A 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss on the slider, and it's 2-2. ABS doesn't like this pitch. Call the ball. Hard to blame Vasquez for going back to that pitch after Del Rosario swung at the prior. Three-two pitch, and it's fouled away. Del Rosario gets a piece to stay alive. Soft poke, fair ball. Del Rosario dunks one into shallow right field. He's going to hustle for second. He is safe. Ball goes skipping all the way out towards third. Backed up by Castillo. A run scoring hit for Del Rosario as Santiago comes home, and it's 1-0 Dunedin. D.R. Martinez playing in at first base. No chance to get that ball. And that's fortunate that was not turned into something worse than a double, as Lara's throw was way offline. So Dunedin, if you're counting, it's now 10 straight runs in the series. Deschamps comes up and takes strike one. Runner going to third. Hernandez throws it wide. Nice save by Castillo. A stolen base for Del Rosario. And certainly he was watching as Santiago was able to go first to third on a bad throw by Hernandez. So until Hernandez makes a good throw, this is what it's going to be like. And if he throws it right away, he's going to get Del Rosario with ease. But that double clutch pitches outside. And that's where sloppy in some areas yesterday as they could not hold the 5-0 lead. A couple of things they've been doing better recently. Avoiding wild pitches and pass balls crept in. An untimely error. And this ball is hit into right center field. That's going to get down in the gap. Deschamps running up to second base. It's consecutive doubles for the Blue Jays, and they are out front 2-0. Shams drives in Del Rosario. It's perfectly dropped in there, splitting De Los Santos and Lara. Raquel Bendicastro, the nine hitter, is up, and he will take ball one, and that was a wild pitch saving stop by Hernandez. Early mound visit between Hernandez and Vasquez. Try to stop the bleeding. Four batters in the inning, a walk, and two doubles. A strikeout mixed in. Raquel Bendicastro didn't play yesterday. Another Blue Jay back from last year's team. And take a fastball right in there, 89. Castro this year hitting just a .195 in 24 games. Seven doubles, a home run, and the nine driven in. Slider too high. Ball laid in for a strike, 2-2. Breaking ball, tomahawked into left field. That's going to get down. Out to cut it off is Paz. He will throw to second. This will hold the caster with the long single. But Desham scores, and it's 3-0 Blue Jays. Good hustle by Paz. Not going to prevent the run. And he does stop the prospect of three consecutive doubles. An easy run scored by Desham. A big inning developing for the Blue Jays. Three runs in. That's three straight hits, all from the bottom of the order. Back to the top, and Jaden Rudd, and he will ground up the middle. Stopped by Vasquez, throws to second for one. Jets return throw is good. Just like that, Vasquez out of trouble. Maybe saved a ball from going up the middle for another hit. Right between the feet. Settles and makes a good throw. Strong effort by Jet to finish off that play. Blue Jays score three on three hits and a walk. Strand none. Wetzel bat when we return in the bottom of the second.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill. And
an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
So we get going in the bottom of the second. I want to take you back to this play. This is a winning baseball play. I mean, mark that one down. That was a long single as Paz prevents a double. Very next batter hits into a double play. That doesn't happen if it's a double. So circle that one. Carell Paz. And this ball is driven deep right field by Paz. And that's going to die on the track and be caught. Into the teeth of the wind, Masson makes the catch. Yesterday, that's a home run. Most days, that's a home run. Get a shot of the flags from our high home cameraman, Josh. He'll let you know how breezy it is up there. That's a tough break for Paz. Smoke that ball. It's Kevin DeVicencio in a home run to left yesterday, a grand slam. We'll hit one back at the middle. It kicks off the pitcher. The throw is going to be, oh, wow, it's good enough. What a play at first base by Santiago to hit Ohashi. We got a lot going on here. Ohashi, the kick save and a beauty. He wasn't exactly fast off the mound either. That is fantastic by Ohashi. Well, look, he's from Brazil, right? You figure he grew up playing some soccer. And he kicks it out, has a laugh about it. And the trainer will come out. Donnie Murphy, the manager, will come out. I don't think Ohashi's too bothered by this, do you? He's trying to jump up and down, kicking out both legs. Quite the contingent out there for the Blue Jays. Anyways, I don't know if we get a look at the flags that are blowing in from right field. It's a stiff breeze tonight. That was what was preventing the Paz fly ball from being a hit. That is breezing straight in from right off the ocean. It's tough for right fielders to belt one out. Well, Ohashi is good to go. Two up, two down. Oh, 1-3-1 put out first base. Santiago's throw was not very good. That was really all Ohashi. Yero Martinez stands in, but back to that pass play to that prevented the double in the bottom or the top of the second inning. And the Blue Jays might still be batting if that's a double. There's only one out. That would have been three consecutive doubles. That does not line up Mets for an inning-ending double play. That could have been a lot worse than 3-0. Talk about some plays yesterday the Mets maybe did not make. And it has with that great effort a winning baseball play. And if the Mets do come back in this game, circle that one. As a play that stopped a rally. 1-2 pitch. A nubber. This is going to be an awkward play. Toman will just eat it. And they had Martinez shifted as much as they could given the shift prevention rules. Martinez an infield hit, the Mets' first hit of this evening. And welcome back Dairon Campos, who was on the initial St. Lucie team that broke camp. Didn't perform that well and was demoted to the complex. Whoa, maybe a cross-up between Ohashi and his catcher Deschamps. A wild pitch and Martinez up to second. Either a cross-up or just straight overshoot. Yeah, that's a cross-up. Shams not expecting the fastball. Usually you see a meeting right after, but there'll be no meeting of the minds here. Campos whacks this ball deep into left field. That is going to be fair. And it one hops off the wall. Martinez is in. And Campos with the slide into second base. He's fired up. Welcome back, Tyrone Campos. Swings like that will certainly keep him around this time. So a two-out infield hit, an RBI double, and the tide is turning. Starting with that great play by Paz out in left field. Instead of maybe 4-0, it's 3-1. And Castillo will try to keep it going. Castillo, another player who broke camp with the Mets, was a quick demotion, came back to St. Lucie, then demoted again. So he's kind of on that tram between the FCL and St. Lucie. He'll take this ball inside. He got into yesterday's game with the injury to Eduardo Salazar. By the way, Salazar not on the IL, at least not yet. Will not be seeing him tonight. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss on a high fastball. And not only did the Mets lose that 5-0 lead last night in the game, but they lost a couple of players in Perozo and Salazar. It's on the likes of Campos and Castillo to step it up. Ohashi's 1-1 changeup, great fade. It's a swing and a miss. Castillo in his 10 games in St. Lucie, just 2-for-19. One-two pitch. Ground ball, base hit into right field. Campos getting the green light. The throw from Massone goes to the infield, and it's 3-2. How about these guys? Campos and now Castillo. On a two-strike pitch, an absolute rip. An RBI single, and the Mets are right back in it, trailing now by just a run. Almost catcher Deschamps wanted that ball high. He didn't get it high enough. That's a mistake by Ohashi. Well, Ohashi had that kick saved in a beauty for the second out. Since then, an infield hit, a double, and now a single. Back to the top in De Los Santos. And he will foul one straight back. Wild second inning, these two teams. Curveball, good one, a strike. And it's nothing and two. De Los Santos hit by a two-strike pitch last time up. This is in the dirt. Good block by Deschamps. That'll prevent a wild pitch. Keep the tying run from reaching scoring position. And De Los Santos, another player who broke camp with St. Lucie. He was going to be here for the long term until he suffered that bad left ankle sprain and fractured pinky toe on the slide at the end of April in Clearwater. He fouls this one away, yes. Two, and another spoil foul ball by De Los Santos. He had a long battle last night. At the plate, eventually worked a walk. Takes a ball here. That foul ball that almost left the stadium down the right side. Good eye It's a full count. Another long at-bat for De Los Santos. Again, he's got the three walks and hit by a pitch in two games. No hits, but working counts, getting on base. Castillo will be off on the run. And he'll be checked back, and he's punched out. Picked off. Yeah, that's a terrible way for that inning to end, and a tough break for De Los Santos. Doesn't get a chance to hit with the runner in motion. Castillo too far off the base. Good inning for the Mets, though. They dip into the 3-0 deficit, get a couple, thanks to the three straight hits by Martinez, Campos, and Castillo. It's 3-2 Dunedin at the end of the second inning.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undate tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, folks, this is shaping up to be a long one here at Clover Park. We've been playing for 40 minutes now. We're just reaching the third inning. All five runs in the game coming in the second inning as Jeffrey De Los Santos out at the plate, or rather, was left at the plate on the pickoff, and he'll restart the bottom of the third. But first, it's Beltre at the plate, with Vasquez looking to rebound after that rocky second inning. This pitch is outside. How about the bottom of the orders for each team? Bottom three for Dunedin in the second inning, all got a hit. The bottom three for the Mets, all got a hit. Never know where the offense is going to come from on a nightly basis. Obviously, the managers make out their lineup cards, thinking that the top guys had the best shots. But it's baseball. You never know. Two-two pitch just missed, and it's a full count on Beltre. Beltre got on board with an infield hit in the first inning. Did he go? Nope. It's a walk. So for the second straight inning, Vasquez walks the leadoff man. Can't be doing that. ABS said it was a ball. Looked like Beltre held the swing, so he goes to first. Brings up Toman. Grounded out in the first inning. First pitch, ball one inside. Have a good crowd tonight. You see the seats behind home plate starting to fill in. It is Military Appreciation Night. One of the more popular games of the year, as Beltre is safe. All veterans got in for free, and of course, community spread the word. Free tickets for all vets here in Port St. Lucie or anywhere. A lot of great connections around town for veterans, so They are out in abundance. Also, it's dollar night. Dollar draft beer at the concession stands. $2 16-ounce bottles. $2 hot dogs. Dollar soda, dollar popcorn. Good weather for once. Ground ball out towards second. Vicencio shuffles to Jet. Jet's return throw to first. That's a double play. 4-6-3. That was not an easy one because Tolman didn't hit it very hard. Well done. A jam shot, clearly. That flip from Vicencio was great. That was all in one smooth motion. I like how he almost just dropped it off to Jet. And fired in there, made it easy to receive. So that's a double play in consecutive innings. And the leadoff walk is erased. Now Roque Salinas, foul strike one. Mets on Thursdays, actually one of their better days. We all know by now the record is not great. 25-43, so you start looking for little advantages here and there in the record books. But the Mets on Thursdays at home, 3-2. And they drop to 1-5 on Wednesdays at home. So a little more juice in the crowd may be helpful. Guys like to play in front of fans. One, 2-1, Salinas, and he will take that one in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. For Vasquez, curious to see how long he will go in this game. He's over 50 pitches now, and he had not pitched in 11 days. Gave up 7 runs in 1 inning of work a couple of weeks ago on a Sunday at Palm Beach. Here's a line drive, stabbed at third base by Castillo. Christopher Vasquez faces the minimum in the third. A walk erased on a double play, and then this soft line out. Good bunny hop by Castillo at the hot corner. Shaded perfectly. Mid three at Clover Park. Mets down a run.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Foul into the seats. It's a souvenir for the fans this evening. Out of De Los Santos, who gets the clean slate and the anticlimactic finish to his battle with Ohashi last time. Ahead of the 3-2 pitch, Luis Castillo picked off. So it'll be De Los Santos, Lara, and Jet Williams, second time through the order for Ohashi. And he will get ahead, nothing in two. That changeup was his best pitch against De Los Santos in the second inning. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. That is the first strikeout for Ohashi. Lara next. See another look. Change up at 83. At the top of the zone. Lara a fly out to shallow center in the first. Breaking ball, strike one. Fastball up and in. Fly to right. Massone tracking. And the sun makes the catch. Actually, right around that time, the wind died down from right field. I'm sure Perel Paz probably in the dugout right now looking out there and saying, why now? This one is in the glove for out number two from Lara. Brings up Jet, who stung one into right field into the wind last time. Again, that wind just stopped. And as we pass the 7 o'clock hour. First pitch breaking ball to Jet is a strike. Second pitch high. Jet enters the day with a .418 on base percentage. Still leads the FSL in that category. Just one hit and four tries yesterday. 2-1 pitch is hit hard, foul. Gilbert Gomez trying to will that ball fair. Ah, nice catch. Bring the glove, you got to catch that. The Corona Beach House, a popular spot tonight. Now there's Brett. What? Brett Wader growing down there. That Navy polo. Manager of corporate sales. Hobnobbing with the folks. Williams, a fly ball, deep left field. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a foul ball. And the crowd can't believe it. Oh, they're eyeballing it down there. Josh Sexton, he's got the grimace. Was it fair or not? We should get an eye report from him. Jet still in disbelief is just now picking up his bat about a third of the way back to the plate. I don't know, folks. That was awfully close. I mean, Davian Fry had the best look, didn't he? Right down the line. I mean, we're losing sight of it. I mean, that's the angle that, I mean, look, Josh Sexton pointing fair. It's a shame. Loud strike two. And then a ball three. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Whoa! Look out! That towards the dugout. Everybody's okay. Williams strikes out. He's not going to be happy about what has transpired here. He thought he had a home run to tie the game, ends up striking out, and throws his helmet as he goes back in the dugout. Well, again, that's baseball. Part of the game. Not always going to go their way. 3-2 Blue Jays. We got an exciting game. Third of the way through.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Fourth inning of work for Christopher Vasquez. Three runs in the second inning. Scoreless first and third. He's gotten two double play balls in this game. He's facing Glenn Santiago, who's made it on base four straight times in the series. And he starts Santiago with the fastball outside. Santiago drew a leadoff walk in the second, came around to score on a Del Rosario single, first run of the game. Pitches outside, 2-0. Vasquez has walked the leadoff man in two consecutive innings and is in danger of doing so again here for a third straight inning. Ball three. Four pitch walk. That's the second time in the last three innings he's walked the leadoff man on four straight pitches. That's now three innings in a row, a leadoff walk. That's tough living. Get a Met starter yesterday, Lionel Ovias, really had an easy outing. I mean, five innings, two runs. The exception of a couple of wild pitches, probably would have had a five-inning scoreless start. But he retired the leadoff man in all but one inning. Vasquez going the other direction. Masson is up, and he will foul one away for strike one. Masson, the big three-run homer in the eighth inning yesterday to win it for Dunedin. Struck out once today. After that Santiago walk in the second, he went down on strikes. The one pitch is low. Whether he meant to or not, Vasquez has set the Mets up for a potential double play in three consecutive innings. Most double plays turned in a game by the Mets, two. Today is the sixth time they've done it. Fastball too low, and it's two balls and a strike to Masson. Breaking ball outside, 3-1. So Vasquez can't seem to find a pitch he likes this inning. Eight pitches, only one strike. Throw over to first, pickoff, got him. Santiago caught off base. He doesn't like the call. I thought it was right. Alex Lawrie, it's the second time he's punched out a base runner on a pickoff. quick move by Vasquez. Oh, he's out. Castillo knows it. Or rather, Martinez. So that erases the leadoff walk, and now do we have a pitch timer violation? No, a timeout called. Three and one coming to Masone. And he flares one into center. That's dropping in for a base hit. Less painful after the pickoff. And your Vasquez, hey, 3-1, throw it in there. Don't want to walk another hitter. Make him earn it. We are entering that time of game, that time at night, more so than the game, where that pickoff throws to first base become a dicey proposition. Sun setting over the third base stands, right in the eyes of the first baseman. Seen many cross-ups over the year. As a bunt is shown by Del Rosario. He did this last time, too, before blooping a double down the right field line. Fastball away. And another 3 to 5 minutes. First base is going to become tough to see those pickoffs. Throw comes over. And Martinez okay for now. Like Yarrow's cleats. Stars and stripes. Matching the cap and the jersey. He's outfitted himself well. Line drive, right field. Lara makes the adjustment in the catch. No throw comes to first. Masone was pretty far out the bag. Sharp line out for the second out of the inning. Nicholas Deschamps up. RBI double last time. So a walk and a single in this inning, but two outs thanks to the pickoff. Sizable lead for Masone now. As a strike is delivered right at the letters. The Dunedin D. Very simple jersey top, isn't it? Blue Jays blue. One pitch swung on and missed. I do like about the Blue Jays jerseys the numbers. See the number 6 there? The hollowed out number. That looks just like the parent club up in Toronto. I always like when the minor league teams mirror their major league affiliate. Mets do that well. Of course, the Florida Mr. Met, my favorite. The Hawaiian shirt and sunglasses and a hat. Flip-flops on Mr. Met. Here's a throw to first. You got the Palm Beach Cardinals. They have the two cardinal birds sitting on the yellow bat. Cross the word Palm Beach. Dunedin, same scripting. There's a ball lobbed into deep right field. Lara going back into the wind makes the catch. Right field is where the ball goes to die tonight. Deschamps retired. Another good inning turned in by Vasquez. He's excited about it. Four innings in the books for him. He's been scoreless in three of those innings. But the Blue Jays do lead this game 3-2 in the middle of the fourth.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades.
in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
The middle of the order will bat for the Mets. That starts with the hottest hitter on the team, Jose Hernandez. Hit a ball hard, but into a ground out first time up. Ohashi has looked pretty good today. He had that kick save off of his foot. He made a nice play at first base to cover the bag, but after that, Mets got three straight hits and two runs against him. But otherwise, he's been just fine. And both pitchers overcoming rough second innings to pitch pretty well this evening. He seemed to be somewhat in control of the game. Pitch is low. Two balls and a strike. And Ohashi, just 20 years old, from Brazil. Not a lot of professional experience. So in his second season with Dunedin. Swing and a miss on a slider, and it's 2-2. It's only his 38th career game. He's only logged 134 innings coming into the night. Breaking ball, and excuse me, swing. It's going to go right out to the shortstop. Beltre fires low to first. Good dig by Santiago. Hernandez. That was a strike, so he had to swing. And he didn't really commit all the way to it. Just rolls it out. It's a great pick. Good stretch and pick. Beltre short-armed it. Dunedin comes into the game with the second-best fielding percentage in the league behind Clearwater. So, it's a play you'd expect them to make as this ball is fouled off the catcher, Deschamps. Of course, yesterday, Salinas made one of the great plays of the year here at Clover Park, that diving catch in foul ground. I think he almost might twist his neck up against the wall. Paz takes this pitch for a ball. It's 1-1. Now, Paz came to the plate in the second inning, launched one right into the teeth of the wind, knocked it down on the warning track. At other stages in the game, might have been out for a home run. As he rips this one into right field for a base hit. And Carell Paz, two good swings tonight. And he is the tying run aboard with one out in the fourth inning. Kevin Villavicencio coming up. He's the one who hit the ball back off Ohashi in the second. 1-3-1 out at first base. And he hits this one back to Ohashi again. Could be two. It's slow out to second, but the play is made by DeCastro. That ends the inning. Great patience by DeCastro to wait till that ball gets to him. Not to rush to it. Had to wait. The long step, And once again, Santiago, great pick at first base. Double play ends the fourth. We go to the fifth. Jays up by one.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
It's a good shot of the moon on a clear night at Clover Park. Couldn't ask for better weather. Like for this to keep up through the rest of the homestand, including Monday, the big July 3rd fireworks night. Got a 60% chance of rain on Monday right now, but we won't think about that. It'll go down, right? New pitcher on the mound for the Mets, it's Eric Fago. As we wait for the ball to come back from the infield, outfield. Fago facing Raquel Bendicastro, just turned that nifty double play on defense. Batting ninth, he had an RBI single in the second against Vasquez. So Fago throws one low for ball one. Vasquez went four innings, five hits, three runs, three walks, two strikeouts, 69 pitches and 36 strikes. There's the number on Fago. It's only his fifth game as he throws a fastball high. Not only that, he's only throwing three innings. This is how crazy it's been for the Mets this year, and particularly in June with the weather. Now, Fago has been with the team since the start of June. Signed from Independent Ball and assigned right to St. Lucie. Only got in four games in June. Hasn't pitched since June 17th. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. I remember that outing vividly on the 17th because he came in, he couldn't throw a strike, then all of a sudden he got a double play, and just goes to show you as a pitcher with the one runner on first and one out. Now he's just one good pitch away from getting out of a jam. His fastball is too high to DeCastro here, and it's a full count. And for Fago, that was it in that game. He cleaned up an inning from Jose Quintana on rehab assignment. It's not appeared since. 3-2 pitch, just misses. And can you believe it? That's the fourth straight inning the Mets have walked the leadoff man. And they have somehow avoided giving up a run the past two innings. And playing with fire. I mean, some of this is to be expected. You got Fago hasn't pitched in almost 2 weeks. Even his last outing, he barely pitched. And prior to that last outing, he was hadn't pitched in a full week. So this is the second appearance since June 10th. So to be expected, hard to come into a game situation and start pumping strikes. Runner goes, pitches the ball, throw to second base, sails into center field again. It's the second time Jose Hernandez has airmailed one into center. A stolen base for DeCastro. And at least this time, runner didn't go to third. You can just see, even in real time, that release point so high. Not giving his infielder a shot. And DeCastro might think about stealing third. Breaking ball. There's a strike, and it's 1-2. Now Rudd is 0-2. He's 0-7 in the series. Good player batting at the top of the lineup. It's only a matter of time before he finally comes up with something productive. Fago trying to stave that off, at least for now. Two pitch comes inside and hits Rudd. So a hit walk and a hit batter. The first two batters for Fago to face. And again, it's you don't say you expect this, but you should not be surprised. You got a guy who's brand new to pitching, hasn't pitched in a live game in almost 2 weeks. If somebody said, hey, the first couple of guys are going to get on a walk it by pitch, he probably would have said, you get it. What he has to do now is hold the rope, not let this inning spiral totally out of control. That pitch looked pretty good, but ABS says no, it's a ball. I mean, he's not far off. These are borderline pitches. Well, in the ABS land, there's no borderline. You're in or out. And these are just off the mark. 1-0 pitch, and that one is over the plate. Beltre has reached on an infield hit and a walk. Fastball strike two. Fago, if you don't know his story by now, was a position player for the University of Alabama and would throw bullpen sessions, side sessions for the Crimson Tide, but did not appear in any games. As a pro, he signed with Evansville and Independent Ball, pitched a couple of games there, and then the Mets take the flyer on him. Here's a bloop into shallow right. Lara's going to come in and make the catch, and no advancing on the bases. Well positioned, Wilfredo Lara in right field with the wind blowing in, could afford to play shallow. Comes in and snags that for out number one. He actually wasn't playing that shallow. Ball hung up. So that's a key first out. One that doesn't advance the runners. Brings up Tucker Thoman, who's hit ground balls twice, once into a double play. Mets would love to have him hit to another ground ball. Takes this pitch for a strike at 92. Ground ball off the foot. Ouch. And Thoman is down. Right off that foot, and he is hobbled. Get another look at that. Opens the stance. Oof. Right there inside the right leg. Right about where that shin guard ended. Gingerly back in the box. 0-2 pitch slashed foul. Breaking ball popped up. Uh-oh, reached the stands. Maybe actually over the roof. DeCastro reached on a walk. Stole second, rubbed then hit by a pitch. There he is in the background. Fly out by Beltre. Fago continues to work ahead, nothing and two on Toman. Line drive, and that's going to be stabbed by Paz. The throw back to second. No one home. Goes to first, and it's backed up by Martinez. That was an unwise decision by Paz just to throw it to an empty base. He's fortunate that ball flies all the way through. Nice catch. Appreciate him trying to make a play, but you know, that one could have ended in disaster. Well, how about this? Fago overcoming those early control issues. He's got a chance to strand a pair as this one's fouled away by Salinas. I mean, this would be something if the Mets could get through three straight innings, walking the leadoff man, and not giving up a run. One pitch swung on and missed. Back to that Paz catch and throw. Somebody just pointed out to me that DeVincenzo should have been covering second base. And on second thought, that's right. Not sure why he wasn't. But this inning might well be over if he did. Fago trying to make that a moot point. 0-2 pitch, and that's going to be flown into left field. It's in foul territory and off the net. Paz giving chase. Oh, what a catch. What a catch by that fan. Fanny pack and all. Yeah, he put his beers down, caught the ball. Okay. Yep, that's a pro. That is a pro fan. That was not some easy soft toss either by Paz. Put the beer down, make the catch. Fastball is high as Fago ramps it up to 94. And Eric Fago, he's a big fella. Listed at 6'6", 240. I wonder as he learns how to pitch, how much can they get out of that arm? Slider hooked foul. Well, there's not much wear and tear on it. We know that. No game action at Alabama. Only two games in Evansville and only four games here in St. Lucie. Salinas gets hit by the pitch. Tried to lift his arms out of the way. Hit that elbow guard. And down to first he goes. So two hit batters and a walking in there. Yep, right off the guard. Couldn't get the elbows up in time. And Dan McKinney's going to make his way out to the mound. Well, you do get the sense that this is a key moment in the game. Mets down three early, cut it to two quickly. But the teams have traded zeros since the second inning. And here we are, bases loaded, two outs in the fifth. And Dunedin hit here to score two or three runs. All of a sudden, they put some distance between themselves and the Mets. Fago gets out of this inning. It's like the Mets with the cat with nine lives, keep walking, hitting guys, and somehow don't pay a price for that. And also, with Fago not pitching in almost 2 weeks, this is a good time for Dan to come out and give him a breather, let him catch his breath. He's already at 25 pitches. So, yeah, key moment in this game as the Mets try to hang in there. And it will be Glenn Santiago. And he's only made it on base 5 consecutive times in the series. Tough guy to retire at the moment. Fago throws a fastball too high. Fastball is hit high into center field. Drifting back is De Los Santos. Lar is there as well. De Los Santos makes the catch. Didn't look pretty. That whole inning didn't, but it's a scoreless inning nonetheless. Two hit by pitches, one walk, and an awkward catch in center field. Blue Jays leave them loaded. Halfway home tonight. Jays by a run.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We plodded along. That's the best way to describe this one. Bottom of the fifth. You know who does enjoy this with the big crowd tonight? Sam, who runs Aramark. Let the people drink. Actually, it's $2 stuff tonight, right? Dollar night. So Aramark probably wants this game to get over with. What, 7:40 at night? We're only in the bottom of the fifth. Where else would you rather be? Hey, we're actually kind of on track because there's no rain to worry about. Here's Castillo, a lunge and a floater into left. That's a pass with the catch. Correction, Martinez. The fly out, Del Rosario makes the play. And Martinez started a 3-2-run rally in the second inning. This was his first at-bat since. Looks like for as long as this game has unfolded, it should have been his third at-bat. One away for Ohashi, who's trying to go 5 really good innings. This is the part of the lineup that got to him in the second. Campos stung that RBI double to left field. Campos off the end of the bat. Shallow fly. Santiago on the run. Makes the nice play. Drifting back far, then racing in. That is two extremely quick outs. First baseman fighting the wind, rounding his way towards it. More good glove work by the Jays. Second time through the order has been a great success for Ohashi. As Castillo got him for a two-out RBI hit, two-strike RBI hit as well in the second inning. Made it 3-2, but second time through the order now, only one hit. That was Paz, who was wiped out on a double play ball. So a chance for Ohashi to face the minimum amount of batters second time through the order in three innings. And it looks like he's done it as Castillo flies one into center. Salinas underneath makes the catch. Ohashi punches his mitt, jogs right back into the dugout. Breezy fifth inning for him. We go to the sixth. Blue Jays remain ahead 3-2.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Hey, we want to welcome some of our friends here today from the Renaissance Charter School. Thanks for being with us.
New inning, new pitcher. As the Mets continue to roll out relievers, it's Luis A. Rodriguez making his second appearance for St. Lucie. He was brought over just in case of an emergency during our last homestand against Daytona. And wouldn't you believe it? Turned out that emergency came to be. So, Rodriguez on the mound for the Mets in that game earlier this month. Only needed to get one out, and he did. He has spent most of his season this year, briefly as it's been, with the FCL team. So there's Luis A. Rodriguez in the St. Lucie, in the Mets organization, and a Luis R. Rodriguez. His fastball at 92. And strike one. Probably going to have Luis R. at some point in the second half, so we'll have the A and the R. Same team. I'm sure that won't be confusing. Well, Luis A. Rodriguez is a righty. Luis R. Rodriguez a lefty. So that'll make it easier. Fago went one inning. No hits, no runs, a walk, two at-batters, no strikeouts, 27 pitches. 17 strikes is not a bad ratio. Bouncer out to Villavicencio, no problem. As Mason is retired. Del Rosario next. Rodriguez 6'4", 175 from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He was signed as an international free agent in 2021. Del Rosario has showed bunt in all three at-bats now. There's a single, a line out. Let's see what awaits this at-bat. fastball too high. One slider. Misses. Rodriguez in the FCL this year appeared in four games. He did not give up a hit or a run. Okay. 7 1/3. 3 walks, 11 strikeouts. So he was clearly ready for another challenge. This fastball is fouled away. Now that FCL team, where the Mets are going to get their future players from, the St. Lucie Mets are going to get their future players from, they seem like a fun bunch. The highlights that the player development sends out on Twitter, some of the names. Gets you excited for what can be over here in St. Lucie. Breaking ball rolled foul. Curve at 75. Curveball dips low, full count. Rodriguez last year spent his entire season in the FCL, and he was very good there as well. 16 relief appearances, 1.41 ERA, only 5 earned runs, 32 innings. And here he loses Del Rosario with the high heat. Well, it wouldn't be an inning without a walk, right? Mets have walked at least one batter. Now in 5 consecutive innings. Not had a clean inning tonight. Shams is back up. He's 1-for-2 with the double. Fastball just off at 91. Runner goes, pitch is fouled away. Remember, the two throws to second base by the Mets catcher Hernandez have sailed into center field. And the Blue Jays continue to test. And they are 3-for-3 in stolen base attempts. Hard throw. Runner back safe. Curveball home. Great pitch. Slow curve at 73. Now you have Del Rosario dancing at first base. Cat and mouse game going on, and Rodriguez able to overcome that and deliver a perfect pitch. One, two. Ground ball foul. And the curve. He likes that curve. Two-pitch mix right now. Let me pause as that ball goes into no man's land, where the bullpen used to be. Fans, a reminder to chat with us on the Bally Live Crowd Zone. Philip, any questions in the Crowd Zone? No? Come on, people. I know you're watching the Bally Live. Ask a question. I think you get points for asking a question. Philip says we can talk about Denny's again. We're going to go to that Denny's one of these days. Philip tells me there's a milk bar at Denny's. I still don't know what that means. Pitch is high. If you missed the Denny's conversation yesterday, our friend Unknown Gino on the chat talked about a grand slamwich after Kevin Villavicencio did a grand slam, and that got us going on Denny's Grand Slams and the Grand Slamwich. There's a Denny's down the road here. Runner goes, pitch is swung on and missed, throw is high again, Jet somehow saves it. A stolen base for Del Rosario, but Deschamps strikes out swinging. The Mets miss out in a strike him out, throw him out situation. But they're two down. Raquel Bendicastro is up. And the Blue Jays 4-for-4 in stolen bases. And Hernandez just can't get that throw down. That was better, but Jet still had to make a tremendous leap just to keep it from going to center again. Curveball just missed. Yeah, Philip says that the Denny's down the road from the stadium, within a mile, there's something called a milk bar. A milk, like a milkshake, or just different types of milk? He's going to look it up. Yeah, he's giving me false information here. Fastball is low. One of these nights, the Bally Live crew here is going to go to the Denny's. One of these nights. Because it's 24-7. We'd have Denny's as the sponsor of the broadcast. Get a free meal up here. Okay. A counter or a room where milk or ice cream are served. So it's an ice cream bar. Ground ball, that one's fouled off. So that's what a milk bar is. I'm going to say, really, how many different types of milk could you have at a bar? You have 1%, 2%, your whole milk, your chocolate milk, strawberry milk. But I digress. Del Rosario trying to steal third. Throw is lower, but not in time. So make it 5-for-5 in stolen base attempts for the Blue Jays tonight. Are you worried with all the high throws that Hernandez might throw that one into left field and bring in the run? But more accurate, but tardy. It's a 3-1 count on DeCastro. Fastball swung through a miss, and that's a full count. Now, a Mets pitcher trying to pull another Houdini act in this game. All these walks, hit batters, the stolen bases piling up, but still an opportunity for four consecutive scoreless innings. 3-2 pitch, fastball, poked foul. Again, last inning, two hit batters and a walk. Bases left loaded. Leadoff walks the two inning priors, stranded or erased on a double play. 3-2 pitch, fouled away again. Ball, you guessed it, foul. Castro putting up a great fight, batting ninth today, trying to get on base three times. Rodriguez keeps hammering with that fastball. You wonder if he'll pull the string and go curve at some point. Fastball again, foul again. Fastball grounded to Williams at short. He waits a long time, gets off a good throw, inning over. A walk and two stolen bases, no problem for Luis A. Rodriguez. He strands a runner at third base. And we remain with a 3-2 score. Jays ahead by one.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
The retention pond between right field and Clover Park and the college, IRSC campus next door, it's quite a popular spot for the fishing. Maybe, you know, in the class, you go right over there. When are they going to build a golf course? Philip, if they build a golf course over there, you won't see me. You and John can do the broadcast. Look at my swing. Jeffrey De Los Santos at the plate. There's the look. So there's the pond. And there's more water after that guy out there. We are in the swamp after all. Well, it was a swamp. This area is built up quite a bit from days when the Mets first set up shop here in Port St. Lucie in 1988. That spring training moving from St. Petersburg to PSL. Fly ball, left field, playable for Del Rosario. And De Los Santos is retired. And we're in the sixth inning. Rafael Ohashi is pitching a gem. He's facing the Mets the third time through the order. Again, there was that string of three straight batters with two outs, collecting hits and scoring two runs in the second, but otherwise Ohashi has been excellent. He's faced the minimum amount of batters since the start of the third inning. Lara takes this ball low. And the Jet Williams strikeout with two outs in the third. Jet thought he hit a tying home run moments earlier. That continues to be a important piece of this game as Lara taps one foul off of himself. Really, the Blue Jays probably feeling that they should have a much bigger lead than 3-2, given the opportunities that they've been presented with all those leadoff walks. Can't cash them in. Lara launches one deep left center field. This ball is going to sail out. Bye-bye baseball. We are tied. Lara with his team high ninth. You think he's fired up? Oh, yeah. Instant offense for the Mets with Lara at the plate. Always a danger to leave the yard. We got a brand new ball game. Jet Williams a fly deep to right. That's going to be held by the wind. Masson makes the catch. We're out number two. A jet, a long fly out to right field twice now in the near home run in the third. He's put three really good swings in the ball this evening, but nothing to show for it. Well, the Mets down 3-0 in the top of the second, have rallied back to tie this game. The Jays were down 5-0 early yesterday. They rallied to tie and win. Another interesting developing ball game as we move towards the later stages. Hernandez 0-for-2. Another look at the Lara home run. Struck it well, just a matter of would it have the distance. Clears South Florida ortho. Get you the StatCast numbers on that home run. 392 feet. 106 off the bat. There it is, very top. Came on a fastball at 90, right in the wheelhouse. 3-0 pitch, and Hernandez will let it pass for ball four. It's the first walk for Ohashi. There is activity in the bullpen. And we will have a mound visit. Mound visit or pitching change. A visit. This is the pitching coach, we're guessing, Corey Reardon. New Jersey top. Jersey period, it didn't look like. Go ahead, run aboard for the Mets with Paz at the plate. Paz, a long fly out to the track in the second, and Wright would have been a home run on a windless night. Then he hit a sharp single to Wright in the fourth. So he's put together a couple of nice swings. This is a dangerous time for Ohashi, facing a batter who's got him lined up. And Paz takes a strike at 79. Foul strike two. Paz uses his timeout. Ohashi aiming for a quality start now. No 2 pitch. Fades outside. Good take by Paz. Slider down, even count. Ohashi approaching 80 with his pitch count. He's been fairly efficient. Just the 2 strikeouts, no walks entering the inning. Some quick innings. Now he's gone deep on Paz. Full count. Hernandez on first will be on the go. Payoff. Paz will take ball four. Ball goes to the backstop. Hernandez thinks about third but will stay put. Already in scoring position. Don't run out of the inning. So back-to-back walks. That has to be frustrating for Ohashi, especially after he gets ahead of Paz 0-2. And now Donnie Murphy, the manager, will come out and make the pitching change. This game has turned on the Lara home run. Ties the game at 3, and now Mets have 2 on with 2 outs, and it will be a new pitcher. Ohashi, a really good start, not the way he wanted to finish. He'll hope that his reliever can get him off the hook. Banana Phone greets the next man up for the Blue Jays.
Best tailgate brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude.
Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Kiner Leon, the new pitcher for the Blue Jays, 19-year-old from Venezuela. First pitch, a fly ball from Vicencio on a hanging slider. Caught by Masson. One pitch is all it takes for Leon to strand a pair. That will send us to the seventh. Great ball game tonight between the Blue Jays and the Mets. We're tied at three.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10-game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
That's Gene Calderon. He becomes the third reliever of the night for the Mets. Bago went an inning. Rodriguez went an inning. Both held serve despite having some command issues. Stranding runners all over the place. Giving the Mets a chance in this game. They've tied it at three. And Calderon trying to continue the scoreless relief work as he faces the top of the order, starting with Jaden Rudd, who finally got on base in this series last time up, but was hit by a pitch and takes a fastball at 92 low. It's a dangerous game the Mets are playing, but they have to. Using relievers who haven't pitched in a long time, one after the other, hoping that they can all hold up. There's a ground ball hooked foul, just foul. Feel like they got away with it with Fago and Rodriguez, and now Calderon. You hope he can come out and be sharp. He's had a really good stretch this season, basically from his second appearance all the way through May and early June, but it's been a tough go the last few times out, which have been sparingly. A bunt. Oh, a beautiful bunt. Picked up by Calderon. Kicked around. Castillo is upended. And he will push himself back up. A bunt single for Rudd. Leadoff man and go-ahead run on board. Oh, that's perfect. Just perfect. See Castillo need the thigh by the bigger Calderon. He's okay. I saw Del Rosario trying to bunt earlier this game, but the Rudd one was a surprise. Fastball, that's a great snag. That looked like it was heading to the backstop. Poor Delta sign in major danger on that pitch. Calderon last appeared on June 18th, a Sunday afternoon at Palm Beach. Walked three, gave up two hits, or two runs rather, and a hit in just one inning of work. Runner goes, pitches socked into right field. That's a base hit. Rudd will keep going. Throw from Lara is a dart. The tag. He's safe. Fans boo. They didn't like it. Castillo wanted the out. Here's another look. I think he was safe. Now Beltre with the sharp single sets up the Blue Jays beautifully with first and third and nobody out in a tie game in the seventh. So a bunt single and a sharp single. And Tucker Tolman is up. Mets infield playing back in the middle, hoping for a double play ball. In on the corners. First pitch, that's a run-saving stop by Hernandez. Three straight appearances this month for Calderon, giving up a run. And they've all been extremely short appearances. A third of an inning, two-thirds, and one full inning. Not pitching a lot, and when he has, not pitching very much. If that makes sense. This ball is inside. It's 2-0. Tolman tonight is 0-3. Two ground outs, one line out. Throw goes to first. Wild swing on what would have been a ball three, undoubtedly. Tolman taking his cuts. And I don't mind that. First and third, no outs, a 2-0 count. Worst pitches you could swing at in worst situations. This ball is yanked to right. That's going to sail foul off the netting. And with the two-strike count, Calderon could really use a strikeout. Whatever pitch is his best should be the next one he uses. Ball is too high. Remember yesterday it was a three-run Mets lead in the seventh. Leadoff batter got to third base. The Mets got two outs and didn't let him in. And then an error with two outs and two runs scored, and the game really turned from there. The Mets trying to hold that run at third again. It's a tough spot. 3-2 pitch. It swung on and missed for a strikeout. We do have a stolen base on the play. Beltre went to second. I think the Mets will take that trade-off. Tolman goes down, no run scores. Back foot slider, hey, on a 3-2 pitch, that wasn't a strike. That worked out favorably for the Mets, even with the stolen base. So a double play is out of order. But a huge first out. Infield is drawn in with Roque Salinas at the plate. Call their own first pitch, change up high. And Salinas, you can see the numbers there, not great. And he's had some success here at Clover Park over the last two seasons. Change up high. Recall last year in the championship game two here, socked a three-run homer to give the Blue Jays life. Nearly hit another three-run homer that would have tied it. Fell a few feet short on the warning track yesterday. The game tying hit in the seventh inning. Fastball, a strike gets it over. And you wonder what the strategy here for Calderon is with first base open. I'm sure he wants to get Salinas, but might be able to pick his spots. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed, and now he can go for the strikeout. Pitch comes inside and it hit him. Salinas hit for the second straight plate appearance. And loads the bases just like it did last time. And last time it came with two strikes as well. That's not what Calderon wanted to do. And yeah, first base was open. That sets up a double play chance, but with two strikes, he wanted the strikeout. Tried to bust him inside, came too far. And we'll have another mound visit from Mets pitching coach Dan McKinney. A bunt single, a line drive single, and a hit batter. There's a strikeout mixed in. This inning on the brink for the Mets, like it has been really since the second inning. Blue Jays scored three runs in the second. Could have been worse if Paz didn't make that nice play and left to hold a potential double to a long single. Instead, set up the ensuing double play. The Blue Jays got a leadoff walk in the third, didn't score. First two batters, a walk and single in the fourth, didn't score. A walk and two at batters in the fifth, didn't score. A leadoff or a one-out walk and two stolen bases in the sixth, didn't score. They've loaded the bases here in the seventh. As this inning, they can finally score, or the Mets have another gutty performance in them on the mound and in the field. Santiago the batter, and what a great save. That ball was spiked so fast, Hernandez had to pick it almost like he does it first. Santiago, last time up at the bases loaded, flew out. That ended the inning in the fifth. And it stopped a streak of five straight times on base in the series. Lines this ball into right field. Laura rounding to it will make the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's looking good. The tag. He's safe. And the Blue Jays have the lead. And here comes Gilbert Gomez to argue it. Rudd tags up, and it's 4-3 Blue Jays. Another look. Oh, I think he was in there. I think the left leg got in. The tag was on the chest. Lara so close twice in the inning to get Rudd. He just missed getting him at third, and he just misses nabbing him at home. That throw was on the foul side of home plate. If it's more towards the mound side, it's a clear out. And Davian Fry is getting an earful right now, but we could see that replay again and slow it down. I think we're all going to agree that Fry made the right call. We really need to see that slow down at the very end, almost paused. Oh, he's safe. Fry, you got it right. And you understand Gomez coming out and the Mets wanting that call, the players wanting it. That's a tough break. That was a great throw, just strong throw. A great throw would have been to a spot more towards the third base line. And a strong throw. Runners trying to steal second. No throw. And Salinas takes second base. To Masone, and it hits him. Another hit batter to load the bases. Now, this is where Calderon and the Mets have to be careful. The run is in. It's over. It's done with. But it's still a one-run game, and it's been a one-run game for a while now. You don't want this inning to unravel and all of a sudden become a three-run game, a four-run game, and then it's too much to overcome. So whoever's coming in next from the Mets bullpen, and we're about to find out, will be tasked with getting a huge out. Bases loaded, two down. Dunedin back in front. New pitcher on the way for St. Lucie.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jimmy Loper, likely the Mets' best reliever going right now, is on for a big one. No room for error. The base is loaded and two outs. He's facing Angel Del Rosario. Reminder that Del Rosario has showed bunt in all three of his at-bats. Even with the bases loaded, wouldn't put it past him to show it again. Instead, he takes a strike one at 90. So this tie being broken on the sack fly by Santiago. Mets hoping that will be it. Breaking ball, strike two. Good curve from Loper. And Hernandez wants it high. That's where it goes, and it's hit right back at the middle for a base hit. One run is in. Here comes a second. The throw is going to be cut off. Throw to third base. That will not be in. Oh, it is in time. Inning is over. Two-run single by Del Rosario, bringing in Beltre and Salinas. Masone thrown out, going to third base. And the Mets might have gotten away with that one. That was close. They'll take it. That's a huge hit. Makes it a 6-3 game at the seventh inning stretch.
Hey,
baseball fans.
Now that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Good crowd tonight, excited crowd tonight. They've been involved all evening long. They love the Lara home run. Mets getting out of some tough jams. They booed the umpire plenty of times, even though we agree with all the calls made so far. Except maybe that foul ball by Jet Williams that we thought was a home run. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Blue Jays. It's Michael Brewer, a right-hander. The sun is nearly set here on the Treasure Coast. We're getting late in this game. It's been a long game. Traffic on the bases for most of the night for Mets pitchers, as the Mets try to dig themselves out of a 3-0 hole. They've done it once already, but it did take them six innings to overcome a 3-0 deficit. And they have much shorter time now. Martinez is 1-for-2. And he's in a 2-1 count. So Kiner Leon came in through one pitch, got out of the sixth inning, and that was it for him. A one-pitch appearance. And there's a check swing. Martinez went around. Strike two. And meanwhile, for the Mets, they quietly now in a little bit of a slump. They've lost 5 of 7. And again, it's hard to put all that together because you're ending the first half, starting the second half. You have rainouts and doubleheaders and suspended games. But the last 7 completed games, Mets have fallen 5 times, and unless they come back here 6 out of 8, and that's really not the way that they were hoping to start this, end the first half and start the second. As Martinez strikes out swinging, and, you know, the Mets are 3 games into the second half and already 2.5 games out of first. Let's get another look at the fastball that eats up Martinez for the out. Get the sense there might be some deflation from what happened in the top of the 7th inning. Mets have been a very good team at bouncing back in game and between games, whether it be a doubleheader game or overnight into the next day. But I think there was a lot of emotion in that sac fly. This ball is fouled back by Campos. That sac fly that the Mets thought they gunned down, the go-ahead run at the plate would have ended the inning. And that run was upheld. The 2-run single followed. This pitch is up high on Campos. It's 1-2. So minimal time to try to shrug it off, and also minimal time to start to kick it into gear in the second half. Off the end of the bat, a flutter ball into foul territory, and that's going to be caught by Santiago. First baseman's had a whale of a game defensively. Great picks. good routes on pop-ups. Two quick down outs recorded by Brewer. Luis Castillo is 1-for-2. He takes a strike. Meanwhile, something that I alluded to in the last inning, you almost feared that you got all these pitchers coming in one after the other for the Mets who have not pitched in a long time. You know, can all those guys be sharp enough in a really close ball game? Well, you got the answer as Calderon hit two batters, gave up two hits, gave up three runs, and did not make it out of a full inning. So that was his final line. Swing and a miss, and it's a breezy inning for Brewer out of the bullpen. The tide has turned in this one. Blue Jays scoring three runs in the top of the seventh, and then a shutdown inning for Brewer in the bottom half. We move to the eighth, and it's 6-3 Dunedin.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Now, Jimmy Loper tasked with getting out to keep it a one-run game in the seventh. Gave up a costly two-run single. Looked like Hernandez wanted a fastball high on that last pitch to Del Rosario. Pitch didn't go as high as it needed to. Del Rosario with the two-run single. And then Massone out trying to advance first to third. That ended the inning. So Deschamps leads off this eighth with the three-run Blue Jays lead. First pitch a strike. On the Bally Live app, we have some questions. Ooh. I like that. Soft brown ball hit out to second. One down as Deschamps is retired. One of the questions is, who do I think the next St. Lucie Met player to be promoted to Brooklyn will be? That's a good question and a dangerous game to play. Don't want to upset or offend anybody. I think a good candidate might be the one on the mound right now in Jimmy Loper. We've already seen a college reliever for the Mets and Eli Ankeny move up. And Joey Lancelotti as well. A couple older guys drafted last year. Getting a run in St. Lucie. And Jimmy's been very good, a reliable arm. And, you know, for those who've been around in the minor leagues, this ball is pulled foul by Mikel Bendicastro. As most people know, follow the minor leagues, the fastest players to move up are relievers. That's just the way it is, especially college relievers. They can kind of shoot through the system quickly. So I think that's a candidate. We all kind of knew that Junior Tillian's time was coming, and that happened on the road trip. Well-deserved promotion to Brooklyn. So, you know, you got a lot of guys playing well, but in the case of a pitcher like Loper, he's got a lot of experience as a college player. little bit of an older guy, more developed than most. So I think, you know, there's candidates up and down the lineup roster, but he would be one towards the top in my opinion. And just because we've reached the halfway point doesn't mean that the promotions up and down the organization, you know, have stopped. It's not like, all right, we've hit the halfway point, guys going up, guys going down, and that's the way it'll be the rest of the season. Now, there's going to be constant movement as we go deeper into the season. There's a ground ball to third base. Glove by Castillo. Whips to first. Two down. And still Castro's retired. And, you know, we are, what, less than 2 weeks away from the draft? Now, different organizations have different draft strategies. For instance, the Cardinals last year, they drafted a bunch of college guys, position players, some relievers. And St. Louis assigned those guys to Palm Beach within 1 week. Whereas the Mets, you know, they set up kind of showcase camps, got guys' feet wet when they drafted them on the backfields, and a lot of players from that draft didn't get assigned to St. Lucie until 3 weeks, a month later. So, but the draft will certainly provide some moving and shaking. It got to clear spots for those guys, both, you know, on teams and in the organization. So we'll see some more movement coming up. But how about Loper right there? He makes me look smart. The 1-2-3 inning. Dominant stuff from Jimmy in the top of the eighth. Now can the Mets get the offense going? They trail by three, going to the bottom of the eighth inning.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right, pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Adam McDonald back with you from Clover Park. Thanks for making the Mets part of your Thursday night on Bally Live. Thanks for chatting with us in the Bally Live crowd zone on the free app. If you're not watching on the Bally Live app, shame on you. It's free. As this pitch goes inside to Jeffrey De Los Santos, it's late in the night now. Mets down 3-0. Erase that to make it 3-3, but Dunedin didn't quickly jump back ahead. That fateful top of the seventh inning, it's unfortunately sent one of our chat members spiraling. Tango Whiskey out there in the Bally Live crowd zone said it's tough to watch yesterday and tonight's no different. And he asks, does Denny serve Kahlua at the milk bar? He could use a shot with his ice cream. Oh, no. No, it's not that bad, my man or my lady. This isn't bad. This should not drive one to imbibe. Although, you know, a baseball game, dollar night, fans down there drinking. So if you're at home, yeah, have some Kahlua with your ice cream. Sure. Never floats your boat. Things are never always as bad as they seem. And we've got an injury situation down below as Jeffrey De Los Santos fouled that ball off his foot. And Anthony Oliveri and Gilbert Gomez will come out. We say this is not serious, and we hope it's not, but we didn't think Perozo yesterday after a slide was serious at third, and he had to be taken out of the game. So you gotta remember that it was the left pinky toe and left ankle that cost De Los Santos a good chunk of the first half. He's going to be okay. I don't think Denny's does serve Kahlua. No, they do not. And yeah, Phillip's going to look it up. He did the deep dive on the milk bar, which is, as I suspected, a milkshake bar at Denny's, popularized in the 1950s for the kids. Ground ball to first, stabbed by Santiago. He'll handle that himself. One gone in the home eighth, and Brewer has looked good. He has retired all four batters he has faced, provided with a three-run lead. And Lara back up for the first time since his game-tying home run in the sixth inning. He takes this ball outside. That was his ninth of the year. He leads all St. Lucie players, and a reminder that he was not even on the team for the entire month of April. He'd probably be well into double digits by now. He's top five in the league. Grounder to third base. Diving stop by Toman. Gets up to first. The throw, safe. Lara with the rare head first slide into first base, determined to beat that throw. And he did. This is a great stop by Toman and a great throw to boot. Good stretch, but it appeared Lara was in there. Look, Lara felt like he got the wrong end of the call defensively at third and at home in that three-run top of the seventh. So he was bound and determined to win one of those. A two-hit game for him. Jet Williams at the plate, 0-for-3, but has hit the ball better than that stat line tonight. One pitch, and Jet shoots this one to left field, right at the head of Del Rosario. And Lara ran too far. He's going to be doubled off, and that will end the inning. That's kind of how it's gone since the top of the seventh inning for the Mets. Everything looked so promising after the Lara home run, but Dunedin has taken control of this game, going to the ninth. Jays up by 3.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
You get a look at the out-of-town scores, the notable score in there is Daytona leading Tampa late in Tampa. Daytona started the first half 5-0. They are six outs away from starting the second half 5-0. The score holds there and here. The Mets would be 3.5 games out, basically just 5 games into the second half. You know, we talked so much at the end of the first half about the Mets needing to get off to a good start in the second half. Hang in there. Don't fall too far behind. Don't fall out of the race like they did early in the second half, because first half. Because in the first half, from, I keep saying this, from May 20th through the end of the first half, the Mets had the second best record in the league and by far the best record in the East. But they were way too far behind the eight ball to be contenders, as Bailey Reed gets going here. So, yeah, for the Mets, you know, the offense right now, without Jacob Reimer, with Carlos Dominguez still on the injured list, scuffling, pitching tonight. You know, the fear was that as the Mets used their fifth reliever of the night, as they try to get these guys innings after all the rain delays, all the shortened doubleheader games, you know, they got to get these guys work. And then you're hoping that you basically go 5-for-5 in a tight game with your relievers all hitting their stride at once. And that's an awful lot to ask for at this level. That's at any level. Pull out 5 relievers and hope all 5 of them have it. Well, the Mets' first 4 relievers, well, 3 out of 4 had it. That's a pretty good hit rate. But Calderon did not. And in a 3-3 game, those 3 runs charged to him right now, the big difference. Loper went inning the third. A hit. Unfortunately, that came on a 2-strike count with 2 in scoring position. Inherited runners. So 2 scored, but no earned for him. No walks, 1 strikeout. He only threw 13 pitches, so even he didn't get a lot of work in. Strike 3. Reed begins his night by freezing Beltre in the first out of the ninth. Mets in the bottom of the ninth, but Hernandez, Paz, and Villavicencio, the middle 3 batters, not overcoming his deficit. And Beltre can be disappointed, but that is the ABS calling that pitch. There's Reed's numbers. He was released by the Cubs organization, quickly scooped up by the Mets to the Complex League for a game. Now this is his 4th appearance with St. Lucie. 3 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, 4 walks, and 7 strikeouts. 0-1 pitch, a comebacker. Oh, between the feet. Throw to first. Bailey Reed, a highlight play. Nothing to it. No look. Back turned, deep between the legs. A routine 1-3 ground out. Defensive play of the night for the Mets. Maybe the most fun. The ground ball foul by Salinas. Had one more chat question. Who's my favorite all-time baseball player? Pedro Martinez. Thank you, Noisy Giraffe, for the question. Like Pedro, growing up as a young Red Sox fan, watching Pedro pitch every 5 days, it was must-see TV. And I like Pedro. He was a little guy, had the long fingers, which made him lethal. Hard fastball, but the changeup was excellent. Just his presence, just a fun player to watch. He never backed down against those great Yankee teams. And that epic relief appearance in a ALDS against Cleveland back in 99. Got his World Series. And Pedro ended up pitching for the St. Lucie Mets one day. We've talked about this on the broadcast before. In a rehab game against David Price. back in 08. Swing and a miss. Salinas down on strikes. A 1-2-3, two strikeout appearance for Reed. Another look. He looked dominant this inning. Great curve. That sends the game to the bottom of the ninth. Last call for the Mets. They trail by three.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Michael Brewer trying to finish this thing out for the Blue Jays. See Tampa at home trying to mount the comeback against Daytona. A couple on in the eighth inning. And Brewer pitched the seventh in the eighth. Facing the minimum. Got a double play. Fastball swing and a miss by Hernandez. Pass to follow. Leave Asensio after that. It's looking for their biggest comeback win of the season. They've come back from down two, but never three. They've not led in this game. They got it tied on the Lara home run in the bottom of the sixth. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays trying to win their third in a row. They started this half 0-2. On May 20th through the end of the first half, they actually had the worst record in the FSL, tied with Lakeland. So a quick turnaround here for the Blue Jays. They can finish it. Pitches inside 2-2. There's somebody throwing in the Blue Jays bullpen if Brewer runs into trouble. Ball low, it's a full count. Payoff pitch too high. That's a start. Mets need base runners. Paz is next. Hitting a walk in his last two plate appearances. He takes a strike on the corner. That ball that he hit, that was knocked down by the wind at the warning track in the second inning. It's died down. Probably enough where it would be a home run right now. He shoots this one foul straight back. And it's nothing in two, and he will use his timeout. 0-2, a big bouncing foul ball over by grounds crew guys. Oh, look out, Rick, Mike. County guys couldn't make the play. It was a hot shot. Swing and a miss on the breaking ball. As is out number one in the bottom of the ninth. Now it's a devastating pitch. And the calm, confident strut by Brew after that one. Here's Vivasencio, 0 for 3. He's hit a rough patch, excluding the grand slam yesterday. Nicks this one foul. Fastball hits the corner, and it's nothing and two. If you're a Blue Jays fan, you have to like the rebound by Brewer after walking the leadoff hitter. He's gotten ahead 0-2 to the next two batters. Vivasencio, emergency hack, rounds it away. Well, a good bit of the crowd has stuck around. The game approaches the 3-hour and 50-minute mark. Hoping to see a Mets comeback. 0-2 is outside. A pop-up heading back to the seats. Is at first being held on. He's not going anywhere. It's station baseball right now for the Mets. Vivasencio needs to get on to bring the tying run to the plate. A flare to right. That's going to be off the netting. Out of range for Massone. One-two pitch, and that's yanked the other way foul. Vivasencio on top of that pitch. It appeared that Brewer busted inside just enough. Beer sales have been closed, but those hardy folks down at the beach house sticking around. Another 1-2 pitch coming. Vivasencio will take it right down the pipe for strike three. Well, that was surprising, given the battle he put up on the previous pitches to take that one. That was the best of the bunch. I mean, that's almost middle-middle. So it comes down to Martinez trying to get on board for Campos behind him, who represents the tying run. Dunedin trying to go up 2-0 in this series and win a third straight game. Martinez yanks one deep right field, and that's going to get down at the base of the wall. Martinez going for two. Here comes the throw. It's not in time. A run is in, and the Mets have life. Hernandez scores, and it's 6-4. Martinez, an RBI double. Most importantly, clears a path for Campos as the tying run coming up. A 2-hit game for Martinez. Campos does have a home run for the Mets this year. He has a double deep to left field today. And you know he'll have that on his mind. No change for the Blue Jays. They'll stick with Brewer. First pitch, check, swing. Did he go? No. And he lives in a 1-0 count as opposed to 0-1. Campos is going to want to hunt fastball. Didn't get one on the first pitch. Time called by the catcher. He wants to reset the signs. Deschamps, one time in this game, was not on the same page. Almost took one off the face. Outside, two balls, no strikes. And we have the potential winning run in the on-deck circle in Luis Castillo. And this is the first game for Campos and Castillo back with the Mets, both starting. They've already made an impact tonight. 2-0 pitch, and that's fouled back overhead. A slider, and it'll even it up 2-2. Mets down to the last strike. And Campos wisely uses his timeout. The game a strike away from ending. That's the best possible time to use it. Foul. Oof, and that caught Fry. Home plate umpire right off the face mask. Well, you think you're an umpire, you're maybe a strike away from the game being over, and you take that one right in the grill. You know, Anthony Oliveri, the trainer, out. Usually it's the home trainer who assists the umpire. A nice assist, though, by Deschamps, the catcher. Steady him right away. Oof. Wow. That took the face mask right off. It looked way worse from that view than it did from up top. That is life as the umpire. And you're back there with the catcher and hitter. You're going to get hit as well. And with all the gear. Fry had that controversial call at home plate. Fans booed him as the tie-breaking run scored. He got it right. And credit him where it's due. And they'll buy him some more time as Deschamps goes out to talk to his pitcher. The inning started with a walk and consecutive strikeouts. Had the Blue Jays on the brink of a 6-3 win. Martinez kept the game alive with an RBI double. He's in scoring position. That is not really a factor right now. It's about the tying run at the plate. And Campos trying to get on. And we finally are ready to resume this at bat with a 2-2 count. Brewer's pitch. Hammered foul. Slider again. Dangerous pitch. That missed over the plate. His best sliders have started outside corner and darted off the plate completely. The balls, two strikes, two outs. Another offering from Brewer, and he gets the strikeout on the dirt ball. Tough way for that at bat for Campos to end. The Dunedin Blue Jays win game two of this series 6-4. There's the last pitch, not a competitive pitch, but Campos could not hold himself up. Three strikeouts in the ninth inning for Brewer. Tying run stranded at home plate for the second time in 2 days. The Brewers, or the Blue Jays, will form that happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. As the slide continues for the St. Lucie Mets, they've now lost 6 of 8. The team was playing so well, but they've hit a rough patch, and it coincides with the start of the second half. They have to start winning some games in a hurry if they want to be competitive in this half for a playoff spot. Blue Jays jumped ahead 3-0 early. Mets battled back. As you see, the line score finally got the game tied in the sixth. That did not last very long. The sac fly and the two-run single in the seventh did the trick for the Blue Jays, who improved to 3-2 in the second half. Winners of three straight. They are 35-36 overall. Mets dropped to 1-3 in the second half, 25-44 overall. Winning pitcher in this one is Kiner Leone. He only threw one pitch. That was enough to get the win. Brewer gets the save. Loss goes to Calderon, who gave up three innings and didn't get out of the seventh inning. Take a break. Come back at the postgame show to wrap up Dunedin's 6-4 victory on this Thursday night over the Mets.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonough with you from high atop the action, fourth floor broadcasting booth. Clover Park starting to clear out. You got some fans playing launch a ball, throwing the tennis ball in the tire out there in left field. It's just out of your view. So, fun night for the fans here at Clover Park. They saw a very competitive ball game. They got to drink the dollar drafts, the dollar soda, the $2 hot dogs were consumed, I'm sure, in bulk. Weather was good. The only thing that didn't go right was the Mets could not win this game. They drop it 6-4 as we start to roll through the highlight package here on Bally Live. Here's Christopher Vasquez. Gave up three runs in the second inning, but otherwise threw three other innings scoreless. That was an RBI double by Angel Del Rosario, made it 1-0 as he beat the drawn-in defense. And this ball sent to the gap by Nicholas Deschamps, an RBI double, and that made it 2-0 in the second inning. And then this next one was really the play of the night for the Mets, I thought. This was an RBI single. But look at Karel Paz and the hustle. This prevented a double. The very next batter hits into an inning-ending double play. So instead of it being an inning that continued, maybe 4-5-0, here's the double play. The bleeding stops at 3. And all right, it's 3-0. That's not great, but it's still the second inning. You're in the game. And the Mets went to work quickly in the second. Here's Karell Pass leading off the inning. Look at the wind and the flags blowing in from right. That kills the ball on the warning track. Well, Karell misses a home run by not that much. No wind, and he gets it easily. Later in the inning, here's a double by Dairon Campos, his first at-bat back from the Complex League. Gets the Mets on the board. It's 3-1. Yep, finger guns there at second base. That followed up a two-out, two-strike single by Castillo, his first hit since coming back from the Complex. And all of a sudden, it's a 3-2 game. Still just the bottom of the second. Plenty of time to go. And with that, we really held serve all the way until the sixth inning. Here's a nifty double play turned by Vasquez off the bat of Tolman in the third inning. Vasquez got a couple of double plays in consecutive innings. Here's a double play hit off the bat of DeVincenzo turned by DeCastro as the Blue Jays continue to show good glove work. So it was 3-2 from the bottom of the second all the way to the bottom of the sixth when Wilfredo Lara did that. Game-tying home run, his ninth of the year. It was 3-3. Calderon was in a lot of trouble. Bases loaded. There's the second out on the fly out. Here comes the throw to the plate. Tag up high. Safe. And it was the right call. Mets argued it, but the right call. You see the frustration by Calderon. That would have been out of the inning with the tie game. Instead, it's an RBI sack fly after a hit by pitch, a two-run single for Del Rosario, and all of a sudden it's a three-run game again. Mets, though, put up one last fight as Lara, though, on this line drive by Jett, doubled off of first base in the eighth inning. Tough way to end that inning. Look in the, there's the nifty play between the legs with the back turn by Bailey Reed. Defensive highlight of the night for the Mets. 1-2-3 inning for Bailey with two strikeouts. Mets got a run on Martinez's double in the ninth, but Campos strikes out on the slider in the dirt to end the game, and Dunedin wins game two, 6-3. So what do we, 6-4. So what do we make of this game? A competitive game, just like last night, the Mets and the Blue Jays were 5-5 in the eighth inning, and then it slipped away from the Mets. Mets fight back from a 3-0 deficit in this game, get it 3-3 in the sixth inning. But the issue with the Mets is you got all these relievers and starting pitchers, Stu, backed up with all the rainouts, all the suspended games, the doubleheader games, short games. You don't get everybody working. You've had some rehabbers like Quintana, Reed Foley, Eliezer Hernandez, and there's only so many innings for these guys to pitch. So what happens on a nice night tonight? You got a full nine in the game, uninterrupted. The Mets go with five different levers. And in a close game, you're counting on five guys, five different players who have been used very sparingly to be sharp. And it's extremely difficult to go 5-for-5 tonight. The Mets went 4-to-5. That's an 80% hit rate. Four of the five relievers were really good. But there was Calderon, who unfortunately had another rough outing. He only got two outs, gives up a couple of runs, two inherited runs scored against him, unfortunately. And that was the difference in the ball game. That seventh inning unraveled on the Mets, and in a tight game, that's how it goes. So what the Mets can do now is they got to turn their second half around. They've lost now two in a row in this homestand. They haven't lost a series in over a month. But they need to get to work now to make sure that they at least get a chance for a series split. They'll have to win three out of the last four to ensure that. They got to win four straight if they want a series win here and their first homestand of the second half. So that is what lies ahead for the Mets. And we will have another game for you tomorrow. My broadcast partner will be back with us tomorrow, John DeStefano. It's another 6:10 first pitch on a Friday night between the Blue Jays and the Mets. We'll go airtime on Bally Live at 6 p.m. sharp. Weather forecast looks good, so looking forward to another nice night of baseball at Clover Park. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Port St. Lucie, the Blue Jays 6, the Mets 4. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. I hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.